Begin the current daf, Masechta Chulin daf Mem Hei. Begin on the top line of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf regarding one of the treifas that we're mentioning in the Mishnah, going through the list of when there's a psikas hakanef, there's a severing in the trachea, that it's a treifa. So now the Gemara continues on that halacha. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav says, if nikva, if the gargaris of the trachea has a hole all around its circumference, with small little holes, that's kanuf like a sieve. Sieve is a vessel that has small little holes that you sift through. So it's not one big hole, but there's a lot of small little holes around. So on that says, Rav, mitzdarfim, the holes combine, l'ruba. And that is, if let's say all those holes would have been combined in one spot, it would have been a severing of the majority. So then here too, all the small little dots combine, if it's a majority, to make it be considered a trefa. However, Masav Rav Yirmi asked from the following brisa. There's a Mishnah in Masech Desa'alis in the second parak that talks about regarding the halacha of an oil hames. If there's a dead person, a corpse in the same oil as other things, the other things also become tame. Now, additionally, it's not just a whole mess. It's even if it's the intact spine or a skull. So that the discussion within that Mishnah is how much is considered missing, deficient in a spine, that it would not be considered an intact spine to contaminate in the oil. Now, in the end over there, it explains that, as the Bryce elaborates, ubogogailis, that in regards to the skull, there, if it's the amount that would be taken away from a living person's skull and he would die, that's considered deficient, and that would not be metame as an intact skull. Whereas the Gemara Brach and Bechayri Staf Lamechesim and Av says, how much of the skull has to be taken away from a living person that he should die? It's the amount of how much the doctor's drill would make a hole, that's the size of the hole. On that, the Brisa says that if Sheyesh Benekev Echad Aruch, let's say you don't have exactly that size of the hole of how much the doctor's drill would make, but you have a long hole, which is not round, so then you look at it and you see if you would place the amount of the hole that's in the length, you would make it in a circle, which would be the size of the hole of the drill of the doctors, that would be considered a deficiency. So even it's not exactly that size, but if you could combine the hole in length and make it in the width, in the circle, that's also valid to make it deficient. Or afilu yesh b'nekavim, or even if there are these small holes that are harbored, many of these small holes, mitzdarfim l'mloy makdech, they combine to be the amount of how much the hole of the drill is. So even though there's many small little holes in the skull, they combine. If you have that amount of l'mloy makdech of the hole of the drill, that would make it already deficient. That's not mitami in the oil. Says Rav Yirmi, what they see from this price is, Alma Yisee Kivin Dishiura, since the measurement of missing in the skull is maloy makdach, is the size of the hole of the drill, so maloy makdach mitzdarfin. So you combine the small little holes in the skull, also for that same measurement of the size of the hole of the drill, as if it would be one hole, and that is, but you don't give it a different measurement, you give it the original measurement, and here you're combining it for that measurement. So as Rav Yirmiyah on Rav, Sohachanami Sahiroso, even though by the halacha, by the severing of the trachea we were discussing in the previous daf from the halacha by Mishnah, that you measure that in the majority, which would sound like what Rav was following. However, here we're talking about holes. Regarding holes, what's called nekiv, the next Mishnah, daf Nudal Manav, tells us how much is considered deficiency until the size of the Italian Isser. So you see that for the hole in the trachea, the trefa is not in the majority, it's even just the size of an Isser. So kivin d'shiurikis, so since the measurement of a hole in the trachea, not severing, a hole is the size of an iser, so like isser mitzdarfin. So here also, when you have these holes that they combine, they should combine to the size of an iser and not the size of the majority when you have the combination of these small little holes. So that answers the Gemara, ishtamitze. The questioner was missed out. Had the Amar Rav Chelbe Amar Rav Chama Bagur Yo Amar Rav. The Rav had said, Nikavim Shiesh Ben Chisarin, holes that are missing from it, then mitzdarf on the kisser. Then that's the halacha of as a whole. Then you're right, then they combine to the size of an iser, which is the size of a coin. But Vishaim Ben Chisarin, when there is nothing that's missing, it's just a hole, it's punctured, then mitzdarf on the ruba, that actually combines for the laws of only if it's punctured in the severed in the law of majority, because that's like the halacha of being severed, which nothing is missing. And so to be here, the halacha of Ravan was saying that if it's punctured like a sieve, all those little holes, it's talking about that nothing's missing. It's just a hole. It just contracts and it opens up space. But therefore it combines like the halacha of severing in the trachea, which is only a combination of the majority, not the size of an iser. Now, continuing on these halachas, Rabbi Bechanan Rabbi Shimon Levi says, Nitla hemena ritzua, but let's say there's a strip that goes along the entire length of the trachea, and that strip is taken away, but now that's missing, it's not just a hole, I mean, it's not just a severing, mitztarefes l'kisa, yeah, then that combines to the shear of an isser, and that is if you would make that into a circle, you would see that what's missing is the size of an isser, then that would be a trefer, because like we said, when there's actually something missing, then that's the halacha of an isser. Similar, the Gemara says, as we just said before, but here in the question, what's the halacha if the trachea has holes, small little holes in it, like a sieve? What's the halacha? So he said to him, they said, if it's holes that are deficiencies, then they combine to the share of an isser. But if it's not missing, it's just holes, then it combines to the shear only if it's missing, only if it's holes the size of a severing of a majority. Now says the Gemara, "Ba'ifamai, what's the halacha regarding the small little holes that are missing in a bird? Meaning you cannot say that the trachea of a bird is going to have the same deficiency as that of an animal the size of an isser. So the question is, what's its measurement for its invalidation of its trachea if it has these holes like a sieve? So Amr Yitzchak ben Nachmeni, he says, L'didi mefarshli m'nei d'Rabbi Elazar. To me, it was explained from Rabbi Elazar that what halach is mekaple. What you do is, you have all these small little holes. We want to know what's the combination to invalidate the trachea. You cut from beneath the whole area that we have these small little holes and around them until you could fold it over like a strip, which is opposite its area over the opening of the trachea. Imagine you cut the pipe in half, and you then cut out the area of where the little holes are and the area around it. You put it all into one strip, and umanichei, and then you put that whole area where all the holes together. You like put it over al pi hakana, over the opening of where you cut it now, right where that area is, over the opening of the airspace of the trachea. Then im chayfa, if then it covers, again, including the area of where the holes are and the intact area between all the holes, it's all considered one package deal. If that whole strip covers as rav hakana, the majority of the opening of the trachea, right there where it is, even though in the holes themselves you don't have the majority, but we're counting that whole area together, then trefa. Then that's a trefa, because since here we're talking about that it's actually missing from it, and additionally, we're going to consider the area of the that's around the holes together, that they're all like a sieve. You're going to consider that all together. Now, if you're covering over, it's covering the majority of the opening. So it's like that whole thing is the majority. And as we said, because we're talking about where it has holes, not just that it's punctured, but it's actually missing like that of a sieve. So then that's considered ready as a severing of the majority, and it's going to be a trefa. Vimlav ksher, but if not, then it's going to be valid. That's the measurement for the laws of a bird. If it has holes like a sieve, then we combine it all together and we take that area where it's invalid, as if it's not there, because we combine that whole area of the holes. If we put that flap over the airspace of the kana, that's considered already invalidation as a trefa. Now, Amr Papi says, V'samanich, and the mnemonic that you shouldn't forget this teaching, and you shouldn't say like we had said by Behema, which sometimes is like an Isser, or sometimes that we say it combines to be that if it would be the majority that it's severed, and here by bird we're giving a different qualification, is Nafya. How one makes a sieve, actually, which is that they would place the hair of the tail of a horse on the opening of the round space over the vessel, which is what a sieve is, and you have the gaps between the hairs of the horse, so it functions like a sieve. That's the sign for you. You had asked if it developed a holes like a sieve. So on that, I'm telling you that the function of a sieve will be your response for your question, which is the same idea, which is just like there that the sieve works, that you cover over the opening of the cavity. Here too, that the answer will be that when you're covering over the opening of the cavity of the pipe, if it covers the majority, then that's considered a trefa, and if not, not. Continues the Gemara, Nifchaso kedelis. Let's say it's missing in the trachea like a door. Meaning, what does it mean like a door? Meaning that opening wasn't taken away. Rather, it's there and it's hanging over there like a door that hangs on its hinges. So here, Amar Rav Nachman, he says, it's kedei sheikanes iser l'rochboy. It's the amount that an iser, this coin, could go in its width. Meaning, which is a larger share than that of what we said before of the halacha of iser. Because here, you need to be able to have that it could go in easily and out. Because the reason why we're more lenient over here is because it's not missing over here. Here, the door does close up the hole, but it flaps open and closed. So there, it's a little bit more lenient, and it's the amount that an iser could go in easily in and out, again, which is a little bit bigger than that of the halacha that we said before, by an iser, when there's actually something missing totally, that's the shiv iser. Here, it's not missing totally because it's still hanging there, so it's a little bit more lenient. Now, nistika, which is, if let's say there's a tear in its length of the trachea, which is the most lenient of them all, because when we had said before, if let's say there's a tear on its width, then we said that's the halacha, what we're talking about, nifsaka akana. If the trachea is severed, then we go beruba. If the majority is severed, it's trefa. That's because when it's severed and it's in the width, is then the lung is pulling the trachea from the bottom, and the throat, the neck, is pulling it from on top. So then it continues tearing as it keeps on going, and it's not going to heal if it's going to be more than the majority. But here in the length, when it's torn in the lengthwise, to the contrary, the more the neck pulls and the lung pulls down, so actually that pulls it together taut, and that actually closes up that tear. So therefore, to the contrary, it's actually going to heal. So Amar Rav, he says, even if it is only one band, which either means to say a ring of cartilage, or it actually means a little bit more than that, which Rashi says that it's three rings of cartilage together, as the Gemara Menachas Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph says, similarly by the halacha of tzitzis, when it calls a chulya of tzitzis, is wrapping around two, three times. So therefore here, when they're talking about a chulya band, it means three bands of cartilage, rings of cartilage together. If you have that much, even if you don't have the majority, it's going to be kasher. Again, like we said, because here it's really easier to heal because it's along the length. However, Amru Kamid Rabbi Yechanan, they said this teaching of Rav in front of Rabbi Yechanan, and Amr says, Ma chulya u ma chulya de kama Rav, why does Rav need all these bands to go ahead and to permit it, and that it's not a treifa? Elaim rather say, no, as long as it's just a little bit on the top, a little bit on the bottom, it's going to be kosher, like we said, because the fact that the tear is along the length, actually, as long as there's something just holding it, the more it pulls, actually, the more tight it's going to be, and it's actually going to heal. It doesn't even need a band on the top and a band on the bottom. All you need is a little bit. Now, Amru Kamed Rabbi Yechanan, Mishmed Rabbi Yonasan Hachi. They actually said, the way Rabbi Yechanan had said it, as long as a little bit on the top, a little bit on the bottom, they said in front of Rabbi Yechanan, that in the name of Rabbi Yonasan like this, and Amalu, he said to them, Yadin Chavrin Bavloi Lefrushe, do our Babylonian colleagues know to explain, because Rabbi Yonasan had come from Bavel? Ki hai tama, like this reasoning? In other words, he was praising him, saying, wow, he also got the same idea, which is the same halacha, that all you need is a little bit on the top and a little on the bottom for it to be kosher. Tana Reb Chiyah Bar Yosef Kamed Reb Yechanan. Chiyah Bar Yosef taught the following brayse from Reb Yechanan. He says, Kol HaTzavra Kulei Kosher L'Shechita, an entire neck area is valid for slaughtering. Mitabas HaGedoyla, from the highest area that you can do it is from the uppermost ring, which, as Rashi points out, is like Reb Yisrael Yehuda and his disputants in the first paragraph of the Fitches Amud Aleph. But however, Rashi actually says, as he says over there in that sugya, that we actually hold Rebbe Chanan Tignis, that actually it's the area of slaughtering could even be from the area of what's called the keveya, which is like the hat, which is the slanting of the hat going downward, which that's kosher, which is even higher than the uppermost ring. But here the Bryce was teaching it according to those other Tanoic opinions. So from that uppermost ring, ad kamfe, until the literally wings, but it means the lobes of the re'ah tachtayna of the lower lung. And what that means to say is that as like if one would stretch out the lungs and the wings would be spread out, they look like wings going upwards. So the chiddush in this halacha is even though the trachea actually goes further down when it's just in its own self till it's connected into the lungs, however, in spite of that, you can't slaughter it all the way up until where it enters into the lungs. It's only up until parallel the area of the lower lung. And what does it mean, the lower lung? As Rava explains, Amar Rava, he says, Tachtoina, this that we're calling it the lower one, is actually when you're hanging the animal from its legs, which is the small lobes, which actually, Shehi al Yaina, which actually the upper lobes, if you would be holding the animal from the top down, when you're holding on to the trachea, and the lungs are hanging down from it, that is actually where it would be only up until the upper lobes of the lungs. Why? Says Rav Shani, because I say, Kol shepeshetes savar v'raya. Whatever part of the neck of the animal that it sticks out when it's grazing, and that's the part of the neck, which is one of the two simonim is the trachea, that you could cut, and not more. Now, that's why I explained that when, although it says tachtoina, I explained that it really means tachtoina if you hang it from its legs, which therefore it actually means the upper part of the lungs. So you shouldn't say that tachtoina means when it's right side, when it's from top down, when you're holding it from the trachea, because that would mean then you could actually slaughter opposite the entire ear of the lungs. But it's not the case, because that's much lower down than the part of the neck that it sticks out when it's grazing. And therefore, it's only the part of the neck that sticks out when it's grazing. As long as we don't force the pipes out from the area opposite the chest by human force to be in that area of the neck, as long as the natural part of the animal when it sticks it out, that's the part of the neck that the slaughtering can be done in the area of the trachea. However, let's say the animal itself, it forces itself, stretches out its neck at the time of the slaughtering. So therefore, what's normally in its chest area opposite the lung, actually it sticks it out more, and now it's passed that into the neck area. Now, what's the halacha? Would that be valid slaughtering in the trachea or not? So I think I'm going to take a let it stand, and we go stringently, and therefore that's the halacha, that would not be valid. Now, Yasser, Rabbi Yechon, and Rabbi Shimon Lakish, similarly, they were sitting, and they said, Nafik milsa b'benayah, the following halacha came out from them. First of all, anas b'siman and b'shachat psula, as we said before, if you force out the pipes from the area where it's normally further down, and then you slaughter in the neck area, that's invalid. And so too, nikiv hakono lamata min achaza, if the trachea gets punctured below from the area of the chest, meaning an area where it's not appropriate to be slaughtered, like we said, it has to be in the neck area, then nidin kareya, then actually that part of the trachea gets evaluated like the laws of the lungs, which is invalidated as a trefa with just a small hole, and not requiring the severing of the majority like the laws of the trachea usually is, because since it's further down over there, as we said, it gets evaluated like the area of the lung already. Now, similarly, the Gemara says, Tarnabon, continuing on this regarding the area of the chest, Tarnabon, let Nabrai say, Izehu Chazam. What's considered the chest area of the animal, which is has relevancy regarding the Chaz of a Sheikh of a Karban Shlamim, which the breast, which is the chaza, and the sheikh, the thigh of the Karban Shlamim, are given to the Kehanim. So what's considered the breast? Says the Braisa, Zeharoya Esakarka. This is the part of the flesh that sees the ground. Meaning what it means to tell us is that we don't break any of the ribs on the height of the animal, on the sides, anything at all. Rather, it's the fats on the bottom, as it is connected at the edge of the ribs, that's the part of the animal that's facing the ground, that's the part that's given to the Gehanim. Not the ribs which are not facing the bottom, but rather on the sides of the animal. And the area of the chaza goes lamata ad ratzaver, on the bottom it goes up until the neck, and lamala ad keres, and higher up it goes to the stomach. Now, this that we're calling the measurement of the length of the chaza, from the bottom of the animal upward to the stomach, is actually when the animal is hanging from its legs to be skinned. That's what we mean, that's called top and that's called bottom. Where normally we call the neck the top and the stomach the bottom, here we're calling it the opposite. Now, so they would take it, and they would be chaytech shtei tzalayas. They would cut two small upper ribs with it, mishtei defanes from the two sides, elech ve'elech, meaning one from each side, and that was the breast area of the Karban Shlamim that was given to the Kehanim. That continues the Gemara from our Mishnah, continuing on the Yotches Treifus, the 18 different Treifus in the animal. Nikav Kroiv Shalmayach. If the membrane of the brain gets punctured, so then that makes the animal into a Treifa. Now, explains the Gemara, Rav Shmuel Damar Tavai, they both say, Karma Ilah, we're talking about the upper membrane. where that's the membrane that's attached to the skull and the inside. Even if the lower membrane, which is a soft membrane that the brain itself is put into, even if that's not punctured, it's already going to be considered as a trefa. Those that say that no, ad inkim tata, that no, up until the lower membrane is punctured. And on that, Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmeni says, v'samanech, and the mnemonic to remember this second opinion, is that chayasa is a sack that's the masnach be'mecha that the brain is put into, meaning that second one, the lower one, the soft one that the brain is put into, that's the one that has to be punctured according to that second opinion. Now, Amr Rabbi B'chan Amr Shmuel Levi says, kenegdoi bebeim nikr, correlating by the eggs of a ram, there it is recognizable, meaning from there you could recognize the equivalency regarding the brain. Because there's also, by both of them, there is these two membranes that besides this the sac, where there's an outer one and there's the one that the baitzim that the testicles are in. So the reason why the Gemara is comparing it is that since the lower membrane of the brain is very thin, it's not recognizable really so much, and it actually looks like the brain itself, so that's what gives them a sign by the eggs of the ram, which are recognizable to show you what's the equivalency of what we're talking about for this upper membrane and this lower membrane, that so too you have the same elements by the testicles of the ram. Now, Amar B'Shimon ben Pazi, Amar B'Shimon Levi, Mishum Bar Kapar, it says, Mayach, regarding this, that we're talking about the brain of the animal, Kol Masha Begdera, whatever is in literally the pot, but what it refers to is the skull, meaning the cranium, until it doesn't start leaving from the pot, meaning from that the part of the skull that holds it, to become the thread, which is because there's the spinal cord, which like the thread of the spine that comes out from the brain. So whatever's still in the cranium, nidun kamayach, gets evaluated like the brain, like we said, where if there's a hole, even a small amount, is going to be considered a trefa. But when it starts being drawn out, leaving from the cranium to go to the spinal cord, then it gets evaluated like the spinal cord, where there it's only considered trefa if the majority of it is severed. Now, says the Gemara, from where is it considered that starting to draw out, that it's not considered the brain anymore, but rather the spinal cord? So Amr Bishcha ben Nachmeni says, the didim mefarshli menei Rabbi Shua ben Levi, to me it was explained from Rabbi Shua ben Levi, kemin shnei, as we continue to mebeis, poilin yesh, there's like these two glands, almost like beans, that munachan al pi agedera, that they're right by the entry of the pot, meaning it's the place where the neck is attached with the skull. There are these two glands, and therefore mina poilin v'lefnim k'lefnim, from these glands and inward is considered part of the brain, mina poilin v'lechutz k'lechutz, and beyond these glands on towards the outside is considered the outside, like the spinal cord. Now, upayla natsman, and the part of the brain that's directly opposite these two glands, he says, any idea, I don't know. But a mistabak lefnim, the logic would tell us that it's considered like the brain itself, like the inside, and that it's nikiv is bemashu. Now, Rabbi Yirmiyah badik ba'if, Rabbi Yirmiyah actually inspected in a bird's brain, v'ashkach kemin shnei poilin munachan al piagder, and there he also found these two glands that were there right by the entryway of the opening into the skull area, which would qualify the same idea that right there by the entryway would then qualify the inside as a mayach and outside as the spinal cord. Now the Mishnah continued and said, nikav halev lebeis chalali, if the heart is punctured into its cavity, that's considered a trefa, that will make the animal not viable. Now, Bzeira asked, when we said lebeis chalali into the cavity, there's many cavities in the heart. Lebeis chalal katan, is it even into one of the small chambers that there is all around the heart, that if it went into that chamber, would it be considered a trefa? Or lebeis chalal gadol, or did it mean specifically the large chamber, which is the middle chamber in the middle of the heart, only if it punctured all the way to there, would that be considered a trefa? So Amalei Abaya said to Reb Zera, what's your question? Milo Itznan, didn't we learn in our Mishnah when it was talking about the halacha of a hole in the lung? Pshimonim, he said, it's only considered a trefa in the lung if it punctured all the way till where the house of the bronchi is. Now, V'amar Abba Bar Techli, V'amar B'yimri Ba'aba Amar Rav, says, what does that mean? Ashatinokiv L'simfin Gadol, until it goes and it punctures into the large bronchi, which are in the middle of the lung over there. So we see when it says the terminology base, it means the large middle one. So here when it says base chalale, it must mean the large middle one of the cavity of the heart. On that says Reb Zera, Hachi Hashta, can you compare the two? No. Hasim leves hasim finois ketani. There, it said in the plural that if it went into the house of the bronchi, and it didn't say leves hasim fein. So what that means to say is, it's the place where all the bronchi spill into, which is from the primary bronchi, where they're in the middle, because it's in the plural. But v'hach over here, it doesn't say, it doesn't say in the plural regarding the cavity of the heart. Rather, it says, it just says in the singular. So therefore, what would be the difference if it's a large cavity or a small cavity, and therefore there's no proof from the case of base and fineness to prove over here, and therefore his question is not answered if the tarfis in the heart is specifically the chal gadol, or even it would be considered trefa in the chal katanim, in the small cavities all around the heart. Now the Gemara continues, related, kana halev. Before we were talking about the actual cavity of the heart itself, the ventricles. Now we're talking about the pipe of the heart, which the Gemara is going to explain what that is. So we have a machlekes here, what's going to make it a trefa? Rav Amar b'Mashu, who he says, if it got a hole, no matter even how small it is, it's going to make it into a trefa. Ushmul Amar b'Ruba, he says, only if a majority of it has a hole is it going to be a trefa. So the Gemara explains, hainiu kana halev. What is considered the pipe of the heart? So Amar Rabbi Yitzchok, Amar Rav, he says it's the chelev, which as Rashi points out, chelev, although generally when we use the terminology, we mean it's the forbidden fats in contrast to shuman, but that's the rabbinic terminology. Chelev means whether the kosher or the non-kosher fats of an animal. It's just that the rabbis, when they want to differentiate, like in the case of a person who ate doubtful, it was the forbidden fats or not, they call one chelev, one shuman, but we were talking about here, even kosher fats. Shal gabi tfanis, that are on the walls of the animal, meaning that this pipe that we're talking about is one covered in fat that comes down by the ribs, coming down from the spine. So on that, as the Gemara defines Sagadaita, can you really entertain to say that we're talking about the walls of the animal? Then what life would this be that the animal is contingent on this, that you say if it has a hole, then it's considered a trefa? This doesn't seem to be one of the primary life sources if it's a fatty pipe that's coming down the back of the animal. Ela shal gabe doifne reya. We're talking about it comes down the walls of the lungs. We're talking about a fatty pipe that comes down between the two rows of the lungs, and it's attached to the spine, and it's attached to the ventricle of the heart, which is known as the aorta. That's the fatty pipe that we're talking about, which is integral to the life of the animal. And that's what we're saying in Machlekes, if that nekev is going to be a mashu, or it's berubay to be considered a trefa. Now, continue on this. Amar Meima Mishmeder of Nachman, he says, Tlosa Kanihaba. There were actually three pipes, meaning after that the trachea enters into the chest area, it splits off into three different pipes. Chad partially leba, one goes towards the heart. Chad partially reya, one goes towards the lungs, and in the lungs it subdivides and turns into all these bronchi and bronchioles. Chad partially chav, then one goes towards the liver. Now, explains the Gemara, the reya kareya. The pipe of the trachea that's in the lungs has the halachic status like the lungs itself, that the hole that it has inside of it will make it a trefa, even a small amount. The kavda kakavda. The trachea that's in the liver is like the liver itself, which is until the entire thing is removed, as the Mishnah says on Seran Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, by the liver, which none of it is left, then it's a trefa. And the liba pligi, The pipe of the trachea that enters into the heart, that's the machlekes we mentioned before, called the kana halev, which is the machlekes Rav and Shmuel, that's b'mashu or b'ruba. Now, Mar Barchiya Masne Ipchi actually teaches the opposite. Says, dereya, the pipe that goes into the lungs, that's until it's taken away entirely, like kekavda, like the way the liver is. And the kavda kareya, the pipe of the that goes into the liver, actually has the halachic status like the lungs, which is a trefa even if it's a small amount. And the liba pligi, like we said before, and the heart, the pipe of the heart, is that machlekes Rabbi Shmuel that we mentioned before. And Rashi says it's more logical like the first version, because that's like the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan, who had said previously that if the trachea has a hole in the area of the chest and below, that has the halachic status like the reya, like the lungs. So we see that the one in the lungs is like the lungs, and the one in the liver is like the one that is like the liver itself. Now, Azal Reb Chiya bar Yosef, Amr l'shmaiti de Rav, he went and he said over this teaching of Rav regarding the kan halev, the pipe of the heart, the aorta, that he said that it's considered trefa in the mashu, in the small amount, he said over kamei de Shmuel in front of Shmuel, which is because Shmuel had yet not heard this teaching of Rav, who Shmuel was disputing, who he said it's Beruben, Rav says Bemashu, because Rav was the Rashi in Surah, and that's where he said his teaching, and Shmuel was in Narda. So on that, Amalei, Shmuel, when he heard this teaching of Rav, he said to him, Ihachi Amar Abba, this is what Abba, which is the honorific that Shmuel would call to Rav, because Rav was greater than him. So he said, if this is what Rav says, he knows nothing about the laws of Trefas, because it's not the case. This is only considered Trefa, Berubai, not Bemashu. Now the Gemara continues to explain the halacha of our Mishnah regarding the 18 different treifas, was nishba hashedra. If the spine breaks, and with that the spinal cord, that severing makes the animal into a treifa. So Tanabon learned the braisa that it's a machlekes regarding how much of it has to be severed. Chut hashedra shenifsek berubay divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds that the spinal cord is only considered a treifa if the majority of it is severed. Rabbi Yaakov says, Afilonikiv says, even if it's just punctured, it's already going to be considered as a treifa. And Hayri Rebbe Rabbi Yaakov, there was an incident that came to Rebbe, and he himself paskin stringently, and he didn't rely on his own opinion, rather he went like Rabbi Yaakov, that even with a puncture, with a hole, it's already a treifa. But Amar Rav Huna, he says, Ein halacha k'Rabbi Yaakov, halacha does not fall like Rabbi Yaakov, rather like Rebbe, and it's only a treifa if the majority is severed. And says the Gemara Kama Rubai, and how much like this halacha is like Rebbe, is considered the majority of the spinal cord that is going to be considered a treifa. So Rav Amay says it's Rav Oirai. It's the majority of the skin, meaning if the majority of the skin, the membrane that surrounds the spinal cord, if the majority of that circumference is cut, even if the nerve tissue that's inside, what's called the mayach, the stuff inside, does not separate at all, it's already considered a treifa. Now, Amri La Rav Maichai. Now those who say that no, it's once the nerve tissue inside gets separated, even if the skin on the outside is intact, it's going to be considered a treifa. So says the Gemara, Mandama Rav Meicha, the one who says that it's a treifa if the majority of the nerve tissue is disconnected. Well, Kol Shekhin Rav Oirai. For sure, then, if the majority of the outer skin is disconnected, because what holds it together is the skin on the outside. Once that membrane gets pulled off, so then obviously all the nerve tissue is going to end up crumbling and coming out. But says the Gemara, Lamandam Rav Oirai, according to the one who says that it's a majority of the skin that makes it into a treifa if it's cut and severed. So Rav Meichemai, what would he hold if the majority of the nerve tissue inside gets severed? Would that make it into a treifa or not? Says the Gemara, Tashma, come in here, bring a raya, because the Amar Nivli, who is the name of a sage, that Amar Rav Huna, said the name of Rav Huna, says, Rubei Sha'amru, this that they said, that if a majority of it is severed, it's a treifa, was referring to Rav Oirai, was the majority of the skin that surrounds the spinal, the outside of the spinal cord. Mayach zeloy ma'la v'loy ma'rid, and the inside part doesn't make a difference, not better or not worse, it doesn't make a difference, so we see clearly that they don't hold that Rav Meichai, if that's severed, would make it into a treifa. So to Rav Nassim bar Oven, Haba Yosef Kamei de Rav. And Badlik Berav Oirai, he inspected the animal by the spinal cord, and he checked the majority of the circumference of the surrounding skin, and he found that, the majority of it was not severed. And then, V'kabadlik Berav Meichai, then, he was going and he was checking the majority of the nerve tissue to see if that was also intact. So that Amalei, so that Rav said to him, Im Rav Oirai Kayim, if the majority of its skin is intact, doesn't make a difference regarding the nerve tissue inside. Now, Amar Rabbi B'chana Amar B'shu Ben Levi, and he's going on the Chut HaShedra, the spinal cord, says, Nismarich Pasl. Nismarich is from the term of Meirech, which is from the term of Rach, which is if, let's say, the inside, the nerve tissue, the marrow, that it gets liquefied like water, and it spills from one end to the other, meaning if there was a hole over there, it would just come pouring out through the hole. So that's pasul, that's a treifa. Nismasmes, pasul. And if it's soft, then it's also pasul. Now, although hamasmasa, if it's soft, is even more lenient than being poured out like water, so why do you have to say both? Even so, we have to say both because had we only said the case of nismasmis, then we would have said, what does it mean soft? It means if it's poured out like from a jug of water. So then we have to say both to say that no, even if it's just soft, is already considered treifa. Says the halacha, ezehu hamrocha ve'ezehu hamasmasa, what's considered it's pouring out and what's considered just soft. Samracha is called shenishbech kikitin. If it pours like from a jug, you're pouring out water from a jug. Mismasa is called she'inu yochalamid. Is because it got liquidy, it can't stand upright the spinal cord. but not so liquefied that it would pour out like water from a jug. It's just that when you hold it up and you're holding it above your hand, it starts bending over because it's already soft. Both these cases are considered a treifa. Now, Bayer Birmi says, if it cannot stand upright because it's thick and heavy, not because it's soft inside. My, what would the halacha be over there? Would that illness be considered, would that because of its heaviness be considered an illness as a treifa or not? Now, the understanding of these halachas of Nismarach and Nismasmis, the reason why we consider them as treifa is because they're including the category of the spinal cord being severed. Because the Rabbanan understood that because of this illness, it's going to end up being punctured and having a hole, or what's called in l'cho pisa godel mazeh. The fact that it's like this, that's liquefied, there's no greater severing than this itself. So although we said before that the halacha is meichzeh loymayla v'loymarid, that the nerve tissue, it has no relevancy, but that's only regarding being disconnected. But regarding being liquefied, that's what we're saying, then that would be considered a siman of treifas. Now, Beirav, so on that, the question that the Gemara is asking is, so my, what's the halacha if it's being weighed down because of its weight, not because it's soft? So the Gemara teiku, let it stand, and as Rashi points out, whenever there's a teiku by the laws of prohibitions, then it's going to be stringent, and it's going to be considered as a treifa. Beirav Amri, in the Yeshiva Rav, they said, Nismasi's pasal, that like you said, that if it was just soft, then it's going to be invalid. Nismasme's kosher. But if it's nismasmis, which is that some of the nerve tissue just leaked out on its own, that's going to be kosher. And that's why they had to open up their teaching by saying nismasmis is puzzled, that you shouldn't say that nismasmis and nismasmis is the same thing and that they're coming to disagree. No, they agreed to what was said before, that nismasmis is puzzled, but that's because it became so soft. Here, where just some of it leaked out, that's going to be kosher. Now, however, Meisvei, they asked from the following braisa that says, Reb Shimon Lozaim, he says, Behema shenis mazmiz, meicha treifa. If the marrow, if the inside leaks out, then it is a treifa. So it's like, no, hainis mazmiz, the girsa has to be nis mazmiz, that we said is a treifa, but nis mazmiz is not a treifa. Tursh Gemara says, Ini, is that really so, as we're contending that nis mazmiz is kosher, is not a simon of tarfas? But v'levi habayosu b'masusa, leave, we're sitting in the bathhouse. Chazilahu gavra, the Tar Lareshi saw a person that banged his head, that he got a concussion. Amr, he said, Nismazmiz meichadidein, he says, this person has his inner part, his nerve tissue, has leaked out. And he was saying in a concerned way to say, oh, woe to this person that it was Nismazmiz meichai. Says Gemara, lav de loichai, isn't it because it was worth to say this person's not going to survive? So you see that Nismazmiz, if a person loses nerve tissue, that he's not going to survive, which contradicts the teaching of the Beirav. Adam Abai says, no. Loi Mashayna Mailid. What he was concerned for was saying that this person's not going to have children anymore. Because the ability for a man to have children comes from the nerve matter, which comes all the way from the brain, which by the sciatic nerve of the thigh and the male member, they're all attached to the spinal cord, which spreads out from the bottom of the spine, and that's where the male member is, right there by the thigh, and it goes into there, that's coming from the brain, and therefore he was saying not that he's necessarily going to die, because in the smasmis, if it just leaks out some brain matter, from the nerve tissue, that doesn't mean that's a symptom of treifas. All he was saying was that he's not going to be able to have children anymore. Now, continuing on this halacha of the treifas of when the spinal cord is severed, says the Gemara, ad heichen, up until where is the strength of chut hashedra, of the spinal cord, meaning to say that the animal will become a treifa when it's severed, because the spinal cord, as we've been explaining, it comes out from the brain and it goes along the entire spine, goes all the way down, we're talking about the animal, through the thighs, all the way to the end of the tail. So where is the primary part of this of the spinal cord that would make it a treifa if it's severed? So Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel, he says, Ad bina prashis. It says, up until the area where the spinal cord starts spreading and branching out, which is by the area of the thigh, when it starts spreading out, which one side spreads to the right thigh, another one goes to the left side, and the middle one goes to the tail. Now, a little bit further down from where it spreads, like around two finger breadths, then it starts spreading out again into three different parts. And further down, it spreads down again, and so to many different places until the end, it keeps on branching out. Now, so that's what's saying, that if from the brain up until the first branches, the spinal cord is severed, So anywhere along that area, if the majority is severed, that's going to be considered a trefa. But that's what they're saying. But if further down from where it spreads out, it gets severed, then it already lost the primary vigor and strength of the spinal cord, because already the thighs could support already the spine, and then it won't die even if a majority of it is severed. Now, Rav Dimi bar Yitzchak kabukaboy lemez lebechazai. He wanted to go to Bechazai. Asla kamei, and the gear says to Rav Yehuda. So he came in front of Rav Yehuda. So before he's leaving, Amalei said to him, Lech v'limar, let the master show me bein afrashes hecha. Where is this bein afrashes? Because it's important for the laws of kashrus to know exactly where is it, if the spinal cord is severed, in the majority, to know what part of it is going to make it a treif and which one not. So Amalei said to him, Zil aisli gedi v'ach v'lach, bring me a goat and I'll show you. So aisli gedi shemein, he brought him a fatty goat, which was slaughtered and already skinned. Now, he didn't have time to wait until he tore open the animal to show him inside where it splits off. And he wanted him to show him externally, because that's possible, because the threads of the nerves are white and they separate on the outside when they enter into the meat by the thigh on either side beneath the bones. So you could generally see it if the animal is just slaughtered and skinned. So he brought him a fatty goat. So Amalei said to him, "Beli etfei, since it's so fatty, it's stuck inside below yadia, and you can't see the thread of the spinal cord from the outside." And he wanted to know precisely up until where is the actual thread itself, where if it splits on this side, it's trefa, and if it splits on this side, it's kasher. Now he couldn't show him exactly precisely because he couldn't see it. So he brought him a lean goat. Amalei said, "Blit and fei." Here, the problem is the other way, the other extreme, because it's so lean that the bones of the thigh are pushing against the flesh, and it's attached to it, and it's pushing the thread itself, the nerve tissue, until it's making it so thin, below yadia, and you can't see it simply because it's so thinned out. So Amalei said to him, "Okay, forget it. I can't illustrate it with the animal itself. This one's too fat, this one's too thin." It says, "Tag merch gemar, come, I'll teach you the tradition. Hachay mashmul," this is what Shmuel says. "Ad achas," meaning wherever it severs from the neck up until the first time that it spreads off, then trefa. Then if it's anywhere along that area of the spinal cord, that's a trefa. Now, the other extreme, further along shlishas, if it separates between it's branched off the third time, that's kshera, that's already non-vital, and that's going to be kasha. Shniya, any idea? But from the area where it branched off a second time, that I don't know. Now, in this teaching of Shmuel, Boy Rav Huna B'Ridi B'Shuhi asked to clarify what this halacha was actually saying as we continue to have a Memvav Medal. When he said, ad, until the first, until the second, he said, ad v'ad b'chlal, was he saying, until is included? Meaning, he was saying, from the head, until where the first time it branches off, including all of that bane, which is all going to be included as a trefa, so that whole area after where it branches off the first time is also included. Or maybe when you say until, it means not that area, that area is not included to be a trefa. So therefore, the third time it branches off is kasher. Second one, he says, I don't know. And the truth is, according to this option of the question, after the first time it branches off, he was also in doubt regarding. But that's not difficult why then he only says it regarding the second time it branches off, because that's understood by itself. He doesn't have to explain that he doesn't know regarding the first time it branches off and the second time, because since he's saying the definitive treif is until the first time it branches off, and we're saying in this option of what he means, v'loy ad b'chlal, so then we understand that from that point on, all the way until the third time it branches off, was in the doubt. Now, he only picks one of them, which when he says, the second one I don't know, that's to say the chiddush in saying that it's not like the third one as leniency, it's a doubt that maybe it is a trefa, but the truth is, from the first to the second, because it's not bechlal in the definitive trefa until the first one, is also doubt the other way, that maybe it actually is not a trefa. Now, that question wasn't answered, but Boyer of Papa, he says, now, Imtim Slami, if you're going to say, ad v'loyad b'chlal, like the second option we said, that actually when he says up until the first time it branches off, it's going to be definitively a trefa, that was only up until the first time it branches off. But it's not counting the area from the first time it branches off till the second time it branches off, so because that's all part of the suffix. So, pi parashamahu, but what's the halacha in the opening of where it branches off? Meaning, if let's say the great area of the spinal cord, I mean the spinal cord itself, severs opposite the area of where it branches off the first time, in that actual place where it branches off, is that included in being a trefo? Or is that even that itself included in I don't know? In other words, do we say that when he says until, what does it mean until? It means until the area of where it branches off, and therefore the opening of where it branches off is included in trefo? Or is that not even precise, even that? And therefore, even that's veloyad bechlal, even that's not included in being definitively a trefo. Now, Boyer Birma, he asks another question. He takes the other approach. He says, "And im tim zulema ad ve'ad bechlal, if you're going to say that when he says it's definitively a trefo until the first time it branches off, that includes the first time it branches off. So therefore, you can't ask the question that Rapapa just asked regarding the opening of where on the spinal cord, where it branches off right there to the smaller nerves, because there most definitely it is a trefo. Because actually, even the spinal cord itself, going all the way till the second time it branches off, if you hold Adva Abachal, is a trefa, so for sure, by the opening of where it branches off the first time, rather, but the question would then be, Perasha Atma Mahu. What's the halacha, not in the spinal cord itself that it gets severed, but the branches itself from the spinal cord gets severed, if we're talking about by the first time it gets branches off, where the spinal cord itself in that area would be a trefa, but what's with the branches themselves? If they get severed, what would the halacha be over there? So that says the Gemara Tashma, it's being arrived from a brisa that says Hafarasha Tidun Kabasa. The branches are like the meat of the animal, which that's not vital, and therefore we see that if the branches break off, it's kasher. So says the Gemara, My love Parasha Rishayna, isn't it talking about the first branches that even though in the spinal cord itself going further down the animal, that's included in being treif or at least in the doubtful of treif. And so to Vishniya, the second branches, that they're not considered vital, and even in that area of the spinal cord will be a trefa, there the branches themselves, if they get severed, will not make it into a trefa. So the Gemara, no, it wouldn't answer the question of Rabbi Yirmiyah, because it could be talking about the shlishis, it could be talking about the branches from the third time it branches out, where that's already past that area, just like the spinal cord is not a problem past that area, so to the branches that branched off, those nerve endings are not going to be, and it wouldn't answer the question of Rabbi Yirmiyah, could be, behold, adva ad bechlal, parasha atma maybe would be considered a trefa, and it's not answered from this brisa, and Rashi brings that. The explanation we gave up until this point was all from his teacher. Rashi brings different interpretation, but he doesn't prefer that interpretation, rather the one that we explained the Gemara with.